Again, this morning, being Father's Day, congratulations to all the fathers. We are privileged this morning to have Todd Martin with us. We know that Thomas is traveling at this time, or he's in Oregon, one of the two. And Todd comes to us from the Smithville congregation. We are glad to have him as our neighbor. He has been here before. He's full of life. Just talking to him this morning here, I think he's ready to go. So let's have our ears open this morning and be ready to hear what he has for us. Todd, will you come forward? Glad we'll have a word of prayer. And I want the congregation to know he does need to leave as soon as he is done preaching here, because he also has a sermon, I guess, to give at Smithville. So we'll have to let him go. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Lord and Father, again, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for this day that we set aside to say thank you to our fathers. We pray that whatever words you've given Todd to speak, that he speaks them freely, that we hear them, that we take them to heart. We thank you for his willingness to share with us. We ask your blessing upon him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you. It is a privilege, as always, to be here at Crown Hill. Greetings from your sister church, just down the road, Smithville Mennonite. And I just wanted to say thank you for those who made those marvelous pancakes on that bike trip that Thomas and I went on. I should say Thomas rode it and I sort of tried to make it as far as I could. And I'll just tell you a little story. I don't know, did Thomas say much about the ride? No. Thomas was excited about getting to those pancakes. Okay, he was really excited. And the pancakes were down in Maslin, of course. And so we hit the trail and he was just zooming. I think he could smell them cooking. Well, he's steaming down the trail and I'm just kind of plodding along. And we get to about mile number 6 and I see some folks off to the side, and there was a girl, and it looked like her dad had a flat tire, and Thomas had stopped to help him. And I just thought, oh my goodness. He must have been at the front of the pack and then heard that there was a flat tire and turned around and came back. And I just thought, there's a pastor on the trail. Hallelujah. So it has always been good. I've known Thomas for several years. And let me just say, as a pastor that a church took a risk on, because I was a youth pastor too. And frankly, when you pull a guy out of youth ministry and stick him behind one of these, it's a risk. And I just want to say thank you for taking a risk on Thomas. I think it'll be well worth it. I hope it has already. But just beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Today is Father's Day, and again, happy Father's Day to all of our biological fathers. I always want to praise the Lord for the gift of fatherhood, but also for those spiritual fathers among you, those who have adopted spiritual children and become spiritual fathers and loved on people that were not your biological children, but on others. We all have a heavenly Father, and he is a wonderful example that we can all emulate as spiritual as well as biological fathers. But now, I'm going to go on a little rant. Did you ever notice there are no good father songs out there? I mean, there's mom poetry, mom songs all over the place. People cry when they sing about their mother. But you know what? I get depressed when I think of songs about dads. Have you heard a few of them? Did you ever hear this one? Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. You've heard it? And when he died, all he left me. You can finish it. I won't tell Thomas you listen to that music. Do you remember it? Was alone. Oh, happy Father's Day. Now this one, young people, you don't know it and I'm thankful. Remember this one? Well, my dad had left home when I was 3. And he didn't leave much for Ma and me. Except what? Remember? Okay, sign language, I appreciate that. This old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Johnny Cash, happy Father's Day. But then the one that just, because you know, cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you coming home, Dad, I don't know when. We'll get together then, Dad. You know, we'll have a good time then. And all the dads are sitting there going, shoot, I feel so bad. I want a different song. I want a different dad song so I can be a different dad. I want a song that points to a forgiving, fearless, faithful father and tells me how I can become one. I found it. I found it in your Bible. But it's towards the back. So I'm going to need you to open your Bibles to 1 John. It's a little tiny book way in the back of your Bible. 1 John, not the Gospel of John, but the letter. Down the road at Smithville, we are in the year of John. We're in 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 to 14. I'll give you a little time to get there. We started the year of John in January in the Gospel, talking about how God loves us, the Beloved series. Now we're in the Be Different series as we move through the letters of John. And then we'll move into the revelation of John. And I am even quaking as we approach the fall and I move in there. But we are excited to be learning from John. I hope you are too. Well, I have you in chapter 2, verses 12 to 14. Did you make it there yet? Okay, here we go. Now, this is a song, and so I'm going to read it straight through first, verses 12 through 14. I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of His name. I write to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the Word of God lives in you. And you have overcome the evil one. Now, I don't know the tune to that. I kind of laid it out. And because we are actually more interested in applying these words to our life than singing them, I have tried to repackage these verses in order of their age groups. Okay, so on your outline in your bulletin, you will see I have things kind of broken down, verses 12 and 13, then verse C. Now let me just give you this little. Does Thomas ever do that with the letters? Does he ever break down the text with letters? All it is the phrases in the verse. So 13C would be like the third phrase down. So just kind of hang with me. I think you'll catch it as we move along. Now, I just want to put this disclaimer. Ladies, don't fret. Okay? Mother's Day wasn't too long ago, and so often Mother's Day is pointed at the ladies. And I just want you to know your impact and influence on making different dads is profound. And it's all part of God's plan. So just imagine how God can use you or has already used you to make a different dad. End of disclaimer. So let's unpack these groups. The first is easy. We're in verses 12 and then 13c. Verse 12. I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. And then down the third phrase in 13. I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. To be a different dad, may I suggest we need to start young. We need to start young. And you can underline young if you want to. Little children can and need to know forgiveness, and they need to know the Father. Do you? So let's unpack these. Little children. Or for our purposes today, little boys. You want to see or be a different dad? Start them young. Start young with the little guys. I heard it said once, it's easier to build boys than mend men. And I believe that's true. Every child, I believe, needs to try and grasp the gospel as early as possible, that our sins have been forgiven through Jesus' name or on Jesus' account. Now, if you go to the bank and you try and make withdrawals on my account, I need money from Todd Martin's account, it won't take you long to empty it out, okay? Because there's not much in that account. But if you went to the bank and tried to get Bill Gates' account, you could draw a lot more out because he has a lot in his account. Well, Bill and I are both broke when it comes to sin. We're both in the red of sin because our accounts are broke. That's why we need Jesus' account. We need to draw on his account of righteousness. We owe more than we could ever pay. But it's okay, because we can, if we trust in Jesus, draw on his account and be forgiven. Kids early on can understand money. Our kids, I was always amazed. It doesn't seem like they're 4 or 5 years old and they understand money. And they understand that you give and take, that you owe and pay back. Well, can we transfer that over to the sin account? You're never too young to learn that old song, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Now, I'm just going to ask you to be a little interactive. If you trust Jesus, I want you to turn to your neighbor right now and just say, hey, I'm paid in full. Go ahead, try it. Just see how it feels. Okay, how can we teach our children about forgiveness? I don't know if you want to write this in the margin. The most powerful parable on forgiveness Jesus gave us was in Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35. You know it as the parable of the unmerciful servant. Powerful parable. Powerful parable. Talks about the rich master and the poor servant that had a debt that he could not pay. And the master had mercy on him and forgave him. But then, there's the rest of the story. And if your kids want to learn about forgiveness and why we've been forgiven and why we're required to forgive others, that's an excellent place to take them. The other element of being a different dad for boys is to let them know their Father. The best way, I'm convinced, to know the Heavenly Father is to get to know your earthly father. In fact, I believe for the childhood years especially, even as wee babies, kids look up at their parents as gods. They supply all their needs. They change their diapers. They give them their food. And we see pictures, little glimpses of the Heavenly Father as we look at our earthly fathers so often. Now, if your dad knows Jesus, it's a wonderful blessing because all he had to do was follow the leader. All he had to do was point you towards Christ. Now, if he wasn't a follower of Jesus, you can still often see godly qualities in him as a father and thank God for him. Did your dad provide for you? Can you thank God for him? Dads, can kids get to know God by knowing you? Especially the little boys. Can they look at you and see the reflection of Christ? Do you reflect him in what you say and what you do and what you think? Kids, little kids and big kids, do you try to see the good qualities in your dad and affirm them? I would encourage you, for those who are waiting to do their Father's Day gift shopping till the very last minute, on your bulletin, if you'd like to, write a godly trait that you see in your dad and give it to him. Give him that bulletin. That could be one of the most precious Father's Day gifts he gives. Write it down and hand it to him. So we need to start young. Then we're going to move into verses 13b and 14b. 13b and 14b. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. Then 14b. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you. And you have overcome the evil one. First we start young, then we overcome evil. Young men need to use their strength to fill with God's word and beat the devil. You can underline overcome, by the way. I love hanging around young guys. It is so much fun to see them as they discover their strength. Those boys are about 10 to 13, and they start to realize that they have muscles in their arms. And I'll see them looking. I have two little boys at home, and they'll look at their muscles. And they're realizing that they're getting strong. Now, between the age of 10 and 13, most girls in their classes are still bigger than they are and could whoop on them. But they're getting strong, and they're starting to feel strong. But then, between the age of 13 to 16... the power really pours on. The growth spurt happens. And these boys are now towering over the girls in their classes. And they're big stuff. They still can't take dad down quite yet. But they're getting there. Then they often hit the age 16 to 19. And these boys arrive at manhood. Young men shaving and driving. They're working hard and playing even harder. Young men get strong. It's a beautiful thing. But the devil knows it. The devil knows they're getting strong. And he knows all that strength can be used for either good or evil. He knows that the patterns and habits and addictions a young man acquires, he'll carry into his manhood and even into fatherhood. If he is so blessed. So the battle is on. If you want to be a different dad, overcome evil. Spend the young, strong years filling up with the Word of God. Again, it's easier to build boys than mend men. I like the way it says in the text, the Word of God lives in you. Young men, what lives in you today? What is living in you? Now, if you want to do a little inventory, does the Word of God live in you? If you're a young man, and young is sort of a relative term, if you're wanting to see what's living in you, regardless of your age, I would encourage you men to take a quiet time today and start writing down all the Bible verses you have on the hard drive in your head. See how many you can get down. See how many verses are actually in there. You can even count, you know, the easy one, John 11:35, okay? Jesus wept. There's a free one for you. What other ones are rattling around in there? Is the Word actually living in you? I got news. If you want to overcome evil, you better be filling up with something that'll fight it. When Jesus faced the devil head to head, what did he fight him with? Scripture. Scripture. Man does not live on bread alone. Worship the Lord your God. Serve Him only. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. What verses are in you? What's living in you today that you'll be able to draw on when you overcome evil? Now, my wife is the sermon review committee, and she hears every sermon that I preach. And she said, you know, you should remind them, especially the young guys, what music are you listening to? What music is filling your mind? We had fantastic music here this morning that fills you up, even with God's Word. But what is filling you up, music-wise, young men? Oh, man, I'm just going to testify. In the 70s and 80s, there wasn't hardly any Christian radio stations that had popular music on except WHLO AM 640. And you could only hear it late at night with any... Now there's all kinds of good music, Christian music, that can fill you up. And man, if I could erase half those songs that I listened to on Rock 107 and WMMS in my brain, they're in there. Because when I was young and strong, I was listening to that music. And it's branded on my brain. Well, you have an opportunity now, as a young man, to tune into other things, to listen to better things, and to fill up with God. All right, we're going to get around to the fathers now. Verses 13a and 14a. I write to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. And then 14a. I write to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I love it that God makes it easy for us dads. He only gives us one verse and repeats it twice. Hey, Dad, I'm going to give you an easy one here. Same verse, two times. See, if you memorize that one, you can actually claim that as two verses. And it's the same verse. Give it a try. To be a different dad, remember the one. And if you want to underline the one. So we start young, overcome evil, and remember the one. Fathers need to revere and reflect the original Father by knowing Him. Will you know Him? Will you know Him? I do love that John takes it easy on us. The heavy theological lifting is done by the boys and the young men. Dad, let me just give you one thing, just a repeater. Just remember the one. The Heavenly Father who was from the beginning. I like to say, the Heavenly Father, He's seen it all. He's seen it all. Often as a dad, I'm stunned. I'm overwhelmed. And I find myself lost in the complexities of family life. I wonder, has any father ever seen this before? Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. There is a Father who's seen it all. When you consider the joys and the sorrows that God has seen from the beginning, it's incredible. Seeing His children in a perfect world, and then they rebelled. Only to be rescued in an ark, then to be enslaved, then to be freed, then to establish a nation, then to have that nation destroyed, then to send a Savior.
and to have that Savior rejected, but then to see that Savior rise from the dead and open the doors of heaven to all who believe and receive Jesus, that they can all come home and be children of the Heavenly Father. Don't worry, Dad. God understands. Just remember the one who was from the beginning. I'm in a group of men who get together on a very regular basis. And there's one man in the group that's about 40 years older than all the rest of us. And we'll sit there and just, oh, it's so hard, and oh, diapers, oh, teenagers, oh, graduations. And this guy will sit there and he'll listen to us. And then he'll open his mouth. And we will see a man with a view that's beyond diapers, beyond teenagers, beyond graduations, beyond marriages, beyond grandkids. His perspective often makes you think, I think I'll make it. He's 80-something years old. And we're sitting there in our 40s. And he's still so glad God gave him the privilege of being a dad. And he gives us hope. Now, this 80-year-old man, he wasn't from the beginning. He's seen a lot, but he hasn't seen as much as the Heavenly Father. But he knows the Heavenly Father. Hey, Dad, will you revere and reflect the Heavenly Father, the original Father? Will you emulate His grace, His patience, His love, His wisdom? Will you look beyond the toils and the troubles of the day and see the eternal purposes for yourself and your family? Will you strive to be a different kind of dad today? Let us pray. Lord, I just thank you so much for your love for us. I thank you that we can look to our eternal Heavenly Father and see such a marvelous example of generosity, of forgiveness, and of love. Lord, for the dads who sit here today, both spiritual and biological dads, who feel a bit spent, feel a bit overwhelmed, Lord, would you encourage them? Would you bless them? Would you walk closely to them as they trust you for their families and for their futures, Lord? Help them to be different dads. I ask us all in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.